हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 4, ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज, टेक्स्ट नंबर 38। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंदम। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। न हि ज्ञानेन सदृशं पवित्रम् इह विद्यते, तत्स्वयं योग संसिद्धो कालेनात्मनि विन्दति। न हि ज्ञानेन सदृशं पवित्रम् इह विद्यते, तत्स्वयं योग संसिद्धं कालीनात्मनि विन्दति। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद, दि फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। इन दिस वर्ल्ड देयर इज नथिंग सो सब्लाइम एंड प्योर एज ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज। सच अ नॉलेज इज द मैच्योर फ्रूट ऑफ ऑल मिस्ट्रीजियम, and one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoy this knowledge within himself in due course of time. Om Ajnanadimirandasya Jnananjanasalakaya Sakshuranmalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Namavam Vishnupadaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutalem श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिनिम्। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं, निर्विशेषा शून्यवादीं पाशात देशतारिणीं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम हृदायते, कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते, गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। नाम संकीर्तनम यस्य सर्वपाप प्रणाशनम, प्रणमो दुःख समनः तं नमामि हरिं परम। हरे कृष्णा। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 4, ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज, text number 38. In previous shloka, Krishna explained about the person, one who is obtained the transcendental knowledge, and he born the all material reaction, just like the fire burns the wood into the ashes. Similarly, by the transcendental knowledge, the devotees of the Lord, and he burns all the material creations. So we also discuss about the four types: aprarabdha, bijam, kutam, and prarabdha. There are the four stage for this material reaction we have discussed. So because of this four stage, first stage will be lying, as that the effect of the sinful activities will not be taken place in the initial stage. It will be stored, just like we given the example of the seed. So all the seeds will be stored in a godown, the storeroom. After that, what will happen? The seed slowly it will. The next stage, what we'll do? We give the example of soaking the seed in the water. It is getting ready to sprout. Similarly, one after another, slowly, all this material reaction will come out. One day it will sprout. So that's why some people they ask, sir, why bad things happen to good people? So this question, many people they ask this question. So answer to this is we discussed yesterday. And whatever we perform, the sinful activities, the result will come in the future, but we don't know when it will come. Maybe it will come immediately, or it will come maybe after 5 years, 10 years, maybe next birth also this effect will come. So that's the reason sometimes somebody will be like a good people, they will have a lot of suffering. because maybe in the previous birth, so they may be committed some sinful activities. And so in this way, Krishna explained, one may be great sinner, still if he is taken to the process of the transcendental knowledge, then he can burn all the reaction into the ashes. So here Krishna today explained, Krishna explaining about there is nothing in this world so sublime and pure like a transcendental knowledge. So once somebody gets the transcendental knowledge, and Krishna explained, he will become very, very peace within himself. So Srila Prabhupada explained very nicely, once we get the transcendental knowledge and we will start enjoy our own self. Actually, if you see, the happiness is there within us. Just like one day, a man, he was sleeping. So the place where he is sleeping, in his underground, and so much gold and coin, gold coins, so much is there, but still he forgot. Still he forgot, and he is thinking that I am like a beggar. But all the treasury, it is there in the below the ground. He hided everything. If you just is open the ground, those days if you see many people, they will dig the ground and they will keep it inside, and then they will close it. There is no bank, nothing. So like that, this man also, so much enormous amount, the treasure, it is there below the ground, but he forgot. Similarly, the happiness, it is there within us, but we does not know. We are searching everywhere, where is my happiness, where is the happiness, where the people are selling happiness. So in this way, we are searching everywhere, but actual happiness, it is there within. So that's why Krishna says in this shloka, when we get the transcendental knowledge, nothing in this world is so sublime and so pure, and once we get this, we can be happy within, inside. So just like Prabhupada explained, what is the knowledge? For example, in the street, this example we have given earlier also one time. So if we keep this bag in the street, all the animals will come. All the animals will come one by one, and it will take a few drop of grain. The birds will take something, and then the dog will take something, the cat will take something. Slow, little, little they will take it, then they will go. But what will happen if the human being goes? If you keep 100 bags of rice, and if you tell the human beings 100 bags of rice is there, immediately everyone will hurry up. They will go, everybody will go, hey, this is for me, this is for me, this is for me, this is mine. And they will take it in the hand one bag, and in the head one bag, shoulder one bag, everywhere they will lift it. Even if they are old man, if they are not unable to lift, somehow or other they will lift it. Both hand two and the head two, and then wherever they are able to keep it, they will keep so much of bag, and then they will run away. So if you see, if you carefully study the character of the animal and the character of the human being, we can say the animal character is much better than the human being. So nowadays the people are behaving, it is worse than the animals. So these animals, why they are taking only little? Because they knows that, Srila Prabhupada explained, they understood that the animals got the knowledge and we are lacking. What we are lacking? The animal understands that everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The animals clearly understand this world is created by the Supreme Lord, and the rice bag, every animals need it. Our brothers are required, our sisters are needed. So in this way, this animal thinks, and the animal does not take more than what is necessary. But a human being, they take everything. So that's why they understand that the Lord creation, we can understand in the Lord's creation, nothing is a scarcity. If you see, is there any shortage in this world? Nothing is shortage. If you study, nothing is shortage. Everything perfectly the Lord is arranged. So only thing, why it is a scarcity now, some places no food, and we are created like that. For example, in the city, and whatever, if you go and check the people's money, one guy, He will be world richest man. He is having enormous amount of money. So similarly, everyone is taking a lot of money and accumulating, which is not necessary. So that's why he is in each Upanishad it is mentioned, Isyavasham. Isyavasham means everything is Lord's property. How can we say it is our own property? It is everything given by the Lord. We come in empty hand and we go in empty hand. But whatever we are enjoying, it all belongs to the Supreme Lord. If we have the transcendental knowledge, we can understand it. So what we have to do, we have to take, just like this animal takes a few grains and go, and fill the belly and go. Similarly, we also, whatever it is necessary, we should take only that much, and we should not take anything too much, which is belongs to the other people. For example, if we have the 100 liters of water and 100 people are there and everybody required 1 liter of water, what will happen if somebody taken 5 liters, somebody taken 10 liter? 5 people and 5 plus 10 and 15, almost 15 people, they will not be having any water. So they will be fighting with other people. So that's why when we equally distribute whatever the God is given, if we equally distribute, then there will not be any problem. So this is the called transcendental knowledge. Just like for example, we can't create anything. Is it possible to create anything? Just like if the table is there, and we cannot create this one, because the wood is given by the Supreme Lord, the tree is given by the Supreme Lord. Just like iron also, we are making so much of iron in the factory, and who is giving the raw material? And the nature is giving. The Lord is provided the from the earth, and all the raw material they are taking. So in this way, we cannot claim that it is our own property. It is actually belongs to the Supreme Lord. But since we are in ignorance, we think that this is my property and this is my property. For example, the water is given by the Lord, and many people, they purify it, and then they will put their own company name. This is my water, this is your water, like this way. But all the waters are given by the Lord only. So in this way, when we understand this, Isyavasam, everything belongs to the Supreme Lord. So this is called the transcendental knowledge. So what will happen? Everything created by the Lord. Everyone have a rights to live and enjoy. So everyone is actually citizen. For example, even ant, even the animal, everybody, cow, calf, everybody is a citizen. Citizens means what? One who taken birth in a particular place is called a citizen. So Indian citizen means even the cow taken birth in India, it's called Indian citizen. It is not that it is citizenship only for the human being. The citizens means one who taken the birth in the India is called a citizen. So similarly, everyone is having rights to and live and enjoy. So that's why including animals also citizen. But unfortunately, what we will do, we people are doing, they are killing the animal and then they are enjoying it. But actually, people are enjoying, but these animals are going through suffering. So this is the, when we understand like this, then what will happen? We become internally very, very, very peaceful. Just like the ocean is very, very peaceful. Similarly, we also become very, very peaceful inside when we understand the transcendental knowledge. After that, Bhagavad Gita is for all, not only India. Some people, they think that Bhagavad Gita and Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita in India. So this Bhagavad Gita is applicable only to the Hindus, or only applicable to the Indians, or like this way. But actually, it is not like that. Just like the boy is born after the conjugation of the father and mother. Similarly, Krishna is a father and the material world is the mother. When the world is wanted to create, and Lord Krishna, he agitated the mother earth. When Krishna agitated the mother earth, and mother earth produces everything. So whatever the, whether it is an animal or it is a human being, come out from the material world and the material mother earth, is all considered to be the sons of God, whatever the form one may be in. Aham Bija Pratha, Krishna explained, Aham Bija Pratha. Aham Bija Pratha means, I am the seed-giving father. Krishna says, I am the seed-giving father. One may be a animal, one may be a human being, or it may be. Krishna says Aham Bija Pratha. So Aham Bija Pratha means including the foreign people, including everybody, including the animal, including the ant, including mosquito. Everything is against. The seed is given by the Supreme Lord, and the mother is Mother Earth is produced everything. So it's for everybody, including animal. This is the transcendental knowledge. So once we understand like this way, one by one, one by one, one by one, then we can become perfectly, we can be situated. Then only by the transcendental knowledge we can be happy. So only by the transcendental knowledge, otherwise we cannot be happy. Even though we may launch a rocket to the moon planet, but still we will be unhappy. So one may be living in a small house or whatever it may be. So if he is having a transcendental knowledge, and he become very very happy, because happiness is our, it is there in the inside of the heart. We don't need to search anywhere. As we explained before, the happiness, we have to look inside. It is not everyone actually looking outside actually, but we have to look within, and look within, and we have to search inside. So just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharata Bhumitte Hoila Mansa Janma Yara Janma Kasata Kari Parakaram Parakaravupakaram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharata Bhumitte Hoile Mansa Janma Yara Janma Sata Kari Kara Paravupakara. Person, one who is taken birth in the Bharata Bhumi, in the place of India, is very very fortunate. You will all believe me or not, we are all extremely fortunate, extremely fortunate. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, all the Devi and Devatas, it is there in a Vaikuntha planet, in Swargaloka, they are all praying. I didn't get a birth in the India Bharata Bhumi. So in this way, they were all lamenting. Why? Because we are all very fortunate to hear about Krishna, or to talk about the Rama and Krishna. We are chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even though so many bad things are going on in India, but still, even though so many bad things that people are doing, but still in between, people are worshipping the Lord, they go to the temple. So that's why even the Devi Devatas also, they are desiring to take a birth in the Bharata Bhumi. So that's why one who has taken the birth in the Bharata Bhumi, they are very very fortunate, extremely fortunate people on this earth. So that's why the duty of the duty, what is our duty? Bharata Bhumitta Hoile Manasa Janma Yara Janma Satakari. We have to perfect our life first. First, we have to Janma Sataka Kari Kara Paravupakara. Means we have to first perfect our own life. Then, after perfecting, we should preach the glories of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Ramayana, all these things to the people in this world. We got so much. Just like, for example, we have the wonderful temple, we have the wonderful Shastra. Everything is so amazing, everything perfect. So what we are doing, unfortunately now, we are turn our face to the European and Americans. That actually, you know, Europe and America, what is there? Nothing is there. But unfortunately, these people are molded us in such a way that what we have, the treasury, we think that this is a waste. And we look Europe and America. So that's why now if we see him chewing the chewed, just like a sugar cane juice, if you put the sugar cane inside the machine and the chew everything, what will happen? Only the raw material, without juice it will come. So what will happen if you chew that one? Nothing, we will get it. Similarly, all the Indians now, unfortunately, they are looking American and Europeans, but they are getting more frustrated. So this is the life. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, everyone, we should all actually understand Bhagavad Gita, then we should preach the message of the Krishna to entire world, so that people can become very very happy inside. So just like Prabhupada concludes this shloka, the Lord is supplying everything. Nothing, we don't need to worry for anything. So sir, tomorrow how shall I eat? Any animal is thinking and sitting and worrying? No, not worrying anything. Prabhupada gives example, the elephant in the forest, they're eating a ton, pounds and pounds. Then the elephant required enormous amount of food, pounds and pounds of food is required. And the elephant is happily eating and in morning and evening. It is not worrying. Even the small ant, now what is the small ant, size of the small ant compared to us? It is actually nothing. If you see that ant also, very very happy, it is not stagnating like us. And this animal also, everything getting. Srila Prabhupada asking the question, the so-called animal, we are better than the animal, and the animals are worse than us. So those living entities getting the food every day. Who is supplying? God is supplying. Why God will not supply to the human beings? Definitely He will supply. So what is the problem? So there is no problem. Srila Prabhupada says, and there is no economic problem in the animal kingdoms. Is there any animal kingdom? There is any committee? Just like human beings, they are having so many committees, or this committee, that committee, so many committees are there. Like animal, is there any committee and sit, and they are all sitting and discussing. So what will happen another 5 years, another 10 years, what will happen, where we will get food, where we will stock. It is the animals are any times you had a meeting, anything. And only the human beings, the biggest problem. Even though we are saying we are all intelligent and all those things, but actually if you see, we are worse than animals. Because these animals are living very, very peaceful without any tension. But nowadays we have so much of tension just to fill the belly. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says, when we have the transcendental knowledge, then we can become very, very happy within. We don't need to run anywhere and search for the happiness. When we have the perfect knowledge about the Shri Krishna, then we can become very happy by looking inside, by doing the devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, kindly chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra minimum 108 times and be happy. To hear Bhagavad Gita daily in your mobile, please send WhatsApp message with your name to 0091-770-89-71028. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.